Good morning. The time is 9:06. Plenty of sunshine at our downtown studios, corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Temperature stands at 35 degrees. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up in about 13 minutes or so, we'll have an interview with Grant Warren. He is a terrific young man, a senior at Marathon High School. He is one of the top boys basketball players, not only here in Central Wisconsin, but in the state of Wisconsin, leading Marathon with over 20 points per game, over 10 rebounds per game, also even leading the team in assists, as he has got his team ranked number 2 in the state in the Division 4 state rankings, and having hopes of making it down to Madison and the state tournament. But Grant Warren, again, very interesting young man, heading to college, to Michigan Tech next year, also plays baseball. His dad is the coach of the baseball team at Marathon High School. So we'll hear that conversation that I and Jeff Gress had last evening with Grant Warren coming up at 9:20 here on the program. I guess before we move any further, I was going to start opening my mouth and talking. But again, let's say hello to Ian Welsh, our in-studio engineer.
Good morning, Chad.
Again, just a gorgeous day. It really is nice to be here.
It's nice to see the sunshine after a couple of days of mostly clouds.
Yeah, and the thing is,
a couple of weeks ago that was, how they say it, thick as peanut butter?
Yeah.
Or pea soup?
Pea soup.
I prefer peanut butter, but yeah.
But most of the time during the winter, we get weeks without seeing the sun. And it looks like we're going to get plenty of sun today, get plenty of sun over the next week or so. As you've heard in our forecast, as you heard earlier with Brittany Merlot, expecting, again, temperatures warming into the 40s today, a little dip into the mid to upper 30s tomorrow, and then for the next 5-6 days in a row, temperatures back in the 40s, including temperatures perhaps in the upper 40s by Sunday. Again, we'll have a complete update on the forecast coming up as we continue. But, again, just gorgeous weather. Try to get out there, take a walk, enjoy it, get a little exercise as we, again, get into the month of February. I say this all the time, and I know that I think I've heard this from others as well. As we get older, the time just goes by so much quicker.
I agree with
that. But 2024, I mean, we're 1 month in, and as we talked about, we have a primary election coming up later this month.
Mm-hmm.
We have the spring election coming up in early April, including big races, mayoral race here in Wausau. Got school board races going on, got county board, city council races. I mean, very, very busy time. And then we'll go into the summer. We'll have the Republicans come to Milwaukee for their national convention. Hey, it's good for the state. They spend a lot of money in Milwaukee. So
it's good for the state.
There you go. So we'll take their money, definitely.
Yeah.
Coming up. And then, of course, the general election coming up in November. It's going to be an incredibly interesting 2024. We've had a couple of the candidates already for the school board.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next Wednesday, we'll be joined by another candidate, Fred Teeley, who is a challenger. Fred ran for the board a couple of years ago. He is doing it again, so we'll have Fred Teeley back with us again on Wednesday of next week as we continue our discussions with the candidates in the spring election. But
yeah, it's a very important time to vote.
And also, again, you have to get, and again, whether you agree with everything or disagree with everything with the candidates, there is a certain level of respect that goes for these folks that do throw their hat in the ring, that decide that, yeah, we're going to give it an opportunity, we're going to try to serve, because it's not easy. I mean, and especially if you're like running for the state senate or something like that, like Bob Look we had yesterday. 2 years ago, he ran for the state senate. That's a lot of land in north central Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And especially when it's a district that skews maybe the opposite party than you are. So, again, right. We may disagree from time to time with some of the candidates, but there still should be a level of respect that is given to anybody that does run for office. And again, it's like live, like with you going, 68 different plays or whatever it is that you've been involved in, or somebody that runs for office, take a chance once in a while. And I think that's something that we should all try to put our arms around and grasp as well. So,
very true.
And we've talked a little bit again about your continuing rehearsals. You're back at it tonight. Mm-hmm. You are officially off book, correct?
Yep. As of yesterday, we're officially off book. And we're actually on Monday, we have our first sink or swim rehearsal. So it's still off book, but the catch is, you know, if you miss a line or you call for a line, you won't get anything. So if you miss a line, you just have to go past it and keep going on with the show. Because, you know, that's what's going to happen on a stage. If you miss a line, you're just going to have to continue.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
During all those 68 shows, have you ever froze on stage where you just, I just don't have the line?
I did freeze a couple of times, but that was a combination of, you know, trying to get my line out and trying to cope with my stutter as well. But sometimes I forget my lines, and sometimes you just have to, you know, sometimes you just have to roll with it. But
yeah. But also,
I mean, I'm not a perfect actor, and I don't want to be, because, you know, perfect actors are kind of overrated. So. You know, it's more fun to make mistakes, because then you get the opportunity
That's an interesting way to put it.
I take a moment and say, okay, what's the next cue line? And just go from there. Because, you know, if that happens, I mean, the audience isn't going to know, because this is the first time they're seeing the show. So if they don't know what to expect next, you can just, you know, roll with it and see if you can get to the next line without pulling too much attention away. But, yeah, learning your lines is very important. So,
actually, the last time I did a show was more than 15 years ago. And I did a show, The Crucible. And I had a smaller part. And there was a scene in the courtroom where the lead, John Proctor, was talking to the judge. And all of a sudden, and I was supposed to speak just a little bit after that. And there was a moment where I'm standing next to them, and I could see that they lost it. They lost the pilot. They lost, they were not, the line, there was a very short, I mean, I caught it right away. And you could see that they did not have the line. But very quickly, I jumped in and said my next line, which was, "Excellency, will you permit me?" And then I did an interrogation. And so I don't think anybody noticed, but then we get done with it, and one of the guys says, "Man, that was so perfect, because we just lost it." And that's why you listen on stage, because I was able to jump right in and bang, keep the pilot on track and continue. So again, everybody, even if you don't have a line at the time, you have to be aware and be able to be part of the solution instead of being part of the problem. So and that's the thing about live theater. You never know. And like you say, it's different every night. There is never the exact same show. And you can say the same lines, but you can say it in a different way. The audience reaction will be different. So the performers react differently. So again, that's one of the joys of live theater, definitely. So
it's one of the main things about a theater is not just acting, but also reacting to what's happening around you.
Exactly right. Hey, tonight we got a pair of high school sports broadcasts. Tom Weaver will be in Marathon as the Marathon Red Raider boys will take on the Pacelli Cardinals. 7 o'clock for the pregame. Live here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. I will be at Newman Catholic High School tonight as the Cardinal girls basketball team will host Rib Lake. A bit of an earlier start, 6:15 for the pregame, 6:30 for the opening tip, live on the Sports 2 stream of BowFallsRadio.com and on the Civic Media app. Again, Sports 2 stream live. The Newman game will also be heard on a tape delay basis after the marathon game tonight on Bow Falls Radio as well. And if you have not downloaded the Civic Media app, what are you waiting for? It's real simple. Just go to your App Store, go to your Google Play, search Civic Media. It is free. Download it. And then it's like you have 20 apps in one, because it'll be the Civic Media app. You open it up and you'll see every station on the Civic Media radio network. And the fifth one down is Bow Falls Radio. So you open that one up. You'll see the primary stream, which is whatever's on the air at the time. So you can open up your app right now, hit the primary stream, and listen to this program. Tonight, you'll be able to listen on the primary stream of Tom for Marathon with the Red Raider Boys. But then next to it are Sports 2 and Sports 3. And tonight on Sports 2, at 6:15, you'll be able to tune in as I have Newman against Rib Lake. So again, if you haven't already done it, download the Civic Media app today. And speaking of Marathon High School basketball, coming up next, we will talk to Grant Warren, the terrific senior for the Marathon Red Raiders. The time is 9:18. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Thursday edition of the Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And very happy to welcome back our student-athlete guest for this week, Grant Warren, senior from Marathon High School, multi-sport athlete, but right now in the midst of a very impressive basketball season. Grant, thanks for coming back.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about the season up to this point. Obviously, it's been a really good go of it so far for your team. You've had, I think, a pretty good schedule to be able to challenge yourself, be able to go down to the Wisconsin Basketball Yearbook Tournament, have a couple of very competitive games, be able to roll through your conference so far. How's the season been? I mean, obviously, coming in, there were high expectations, but it looks as though your team has been very consistent, and I guess from your perspective and your teammates, how's the season gone so far?
I think it's gone pretty well so far. I think my teammates will agree with that. One of the things that Coach Jacobson preaches is taking it game by game and not having any, and trying to be consistent all the way through, not thinking, we're going to play this team, we're going to blow them out. Yeah, I play every game the same. And, we played great teams down in Kettle Moraine, with Kettle Moraine Lutheran and Prairie School down in Concordia. Guys treat those the same as, a non-conference team that we might play. And just that consistency throughout the year has really helped us to be successful.
And how much fun is this? You guys are, you're around your buddy. I even see –
I was standing, I go stand in my corner at the Newman gym all the time because that's where I like to watch the game because I feel I can see things better. Plus, nobody's standing in front of me because you know I'm only 5'8", so I can see much easier over in the corner there. But when I'm watching the game, I just, you know, it looks like out on the court, we're serious, we're disciplined, we're having fun. We know when we can high-five each other, give that smile, but then we know when it's down to business, I'm watching guys, you know, cheer all the way down on the end of the bench for those guys. Sometimes I think that closeness and that's a big deal. It's also a big deal when you graduate and you're done. So how much fun are you having, and what's so great about, you know, being part of this team right now?
Well, I think the group of guys we have is we really clicked. We were friends before the season, obviously, but obviously winning's fun. I don't think anyone's going to argue that. But I think the process is also fun, you know, trying to get better every day with the group of guys that we have. Our scout team pushing the starters in practice every day. You know, that's fun just going at it like that. And, you know, everybody's making everybody better. I think just that process throughout the year makes everything really enjoyable.
I think that's underestimated, that practice where you have guys that are able to give either good looks or just make you work. Because even last night, as you got to the end of the game against Newman, they call it clearing the bench. But the guys that came out there, sometimes things kind of fall apart when you watch a game where it's out of hand and there's a lot of turnovers. Your guys, again, play fundamentally sound basketball. And that seems to be a marathon tradition. It really does start with fundamentals with your program, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, through the summer, we're always doing drills, everybody, to get better. And then into the season, Coach Jacobson expects the same things out of both groups, scout team and the starters, you know, and the scout team is supposed to scout, you know,
right. Give you a look,
prepare us for who we're about to play, but they're also going against us. You know, Coach Davidson doesn't expect us to beat them up per se, right. But he expects them to compete, and they absolutely have. And you see it when they get into games, they're scoring, they're making the right passes, they're defending, and that just shows what they've done in practice.
And how about one of the beauty, and again, this is just my opinion, so it could take it or leave it. I think the beauty of your team is things can go to certain players, but it doesn't always have to go through that way. It's your guys are dangerous because that extra pass will come, and people are looking. I mean, you know, even as close as you are with your height to the basket, sometimes I see you go and you're looking, okay, where is this guy? Okay, I could get it here, but I got one more, and we're getting even that closer and that tighter. I think that's another just a strength of not only marathon basketball, but of your team, yourself is you know, the unselfish play, I think, is a big deal of what I watched, and guys relishing in each other's successes along the way. I thought that was, you could see that definitely came out on the court as you guys played yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, with me, Cooper, and Tyler, the three senior starters, we've played since fifth grade together. And so we kind of, I'd say not necessarily in middle school, but through high school, we've learned, we know what we're doing. I know what Tyler's going to do if I get the ball. I know what Cooper's going to do if I get the ball. And I think just that chemistry between us, and then you throw in the two sophomores and just being able to play off of each other. And that's something we're trying to work on every day is, all right, my shot might not be there, but my teammates probably is. And then also we've had problems with too many passes. Right? Maybe my shot's there, but maybe he has a better one. But maybe my shot is actually better. So, you know, it's just finding that fine line in between, all right, should I take my shot? Should I get my teammate a better shot? And just finding that. I think we've gotten better at that throughout the year.
Again, we're talking to Grant Warren, senior from Marathon High School, here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230.
And I had one more quick before I take too much time from Chad here.
No problem.
The consistency of your coaching staff. I mean, I remember when Coach Jacobson was, you know, doing the lower levels, and then he got the head job, and that the staff members that have been on that team and the experience, and then when you pick up, you know, Coach Warfel, who used to be a varsity coach, so you know what I mean? You have a lot of guys that have been around the block on basketball, you know, and you can't always get that in the gym. Sometimes I know coaches are looking to get fill that staff and get anybody, and just get somebody there so we have somebody that's committed to the kids, and you guys have had that a lot. I think that's special, and it helps. How big a deal has that been?
It's been really big. I think so we have this thing it's on the weekends in January called Little Red Raiders, and we got our thing on Friday where they all come out at halftime and do their dribbling thing in. But When I was in that, I think one of the first years I was in that was the first year Jacobson took over for Reike.
Yep.
So our group has really seen him the entire way. Obviously, we remember Reike from his years in the state championship. But we've seen Coach Jacobson. Claude Seibert's been around for how long? Phil Seibert, former player, and Claude was. And now we got Hunter Seibert.
Yeah.
So we have three former Seibert players coaching us now. And then Alex Bloom, Jacobson always says he's been either a player or a coach since, 2013, something around there. And obviously, Coach Wolf, I'm going to call him Chuck. But he's a personality.
Yeah.
I'll put it that way. He can be extremely strict in practice. He wants you to do it right because he knows it's going to make you better. But, he's also the funny guy at times. So, the combination between all the coaches just makes it makes us a lot better and makes it just a great place to be.
We will have more of our conversation with Grant Warren from Marathon High School, Red Raider boys basketball senior, coming up. Time for an information update, news, weather, and sports. I'm Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Sunny skies, 35 degrees here in Wausau as we continue our discussion with Marathon High School senior basketball standout Grant Warren. Let's talk about your game because, again, we've had a chance to see you over the last number of years. This year, how has your game changed maybe even this year compared to last year, and especially when you first started? Because obviously one of the things you want to do is always take those next steps. How has your game changed in any way this year?
Well, I think it started last year too. And we've worked on it between me and the coaches. If I get a little more attention, that stems to my teammates too. I think it's a lot to do with my passing ability, and my teammates have worked on that too. If more attention comes to me, they know that what play they need to make and to be open. And just that regard, and everyone as a whole moving the ball, depending on, okay, if my teammate shot isn't there, what do I have to do so that my shot's open? Just working on that stuff.
And, just looking at your game, obviously you got college done with, you're going and
let him share for the listeners.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's
say where you're tell where you're going and what college?
Michigan Tech.
Yeah, Huskies.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, no, continue. That's fine. I was going to ask him to share it off the start. But anyway,
I should trust you by this point, right?
Maybe. We'll get back to that later. With your game and going to college and even now, are there still things after all this time you've had to analyze? You played at the different levels. You guys are playing with a high amount of success, and things are going well. Players that analyze themselves and want to be better are going to constantly look for self improvement. Is there still something in your game that you want to still work on throughout this season to get it as strong as you can to make that punch all the way down to state? And then the second part of that would be, what do you think from high school to college is going to be your next biggest transition then in terms of what you want to develop in your game?
Well, high school to college, I think number one thing is going to be strength. That's got to be a big thing that I'll be working on this summer and into my college career. But I think for this season and for the whole team, it's got to be able to trust your teammate. You make your pass to your teammate, you're believing he's going to make the play. because if the trust isn't there, you might not make that pass, and then something else might happen. But being able to trust your teammate and the bonds that you build throughout the season, that just that builds that trust. You know, you make that pass, you know your teammate's going to be able to make the play, and that just makes everybody better.
And I got to ask, because my seventh grade son said you got it, because he wanted to see you dunk more last night. So is it ever hard? Because I have no bearing on that. When I can get the net when I was younger, that's a good day for me. So is it ever hard to determine? Because, you know, with the size you have and the position you play, and by the way, which is great to see too, because I think in a game where that game has really floated back out to the three-point line, the element of the big guy has been a lot different for a lot of teams, and to see that still established in a big spot in the game, I think is a cool thing. Is it ever hard to decide? I'm going to turn around and slam this one down. I could just go for the layup. I mean, are you constantly checking not to get under? I mean, does stuff go through your head whether you're going to get it, the dunk or the layup? Or is that just no thought? I'm just making the move and it's habit.
I'd say there's a little thought. Out of the corner of my eye, I see, okay, is he right there? Then I probably lay it in. If I don't see anybody, I might dunk it. But there's not a whole lot of thought that can go on in the middle of a game, I'd say. But as long as it goes in,
yeah.
It's
got to be a lot of fun putting it down.
Yeah, yeah.
Were you trying to dunk last night when you got fouled?
I'm not even sure. I'm not even sure what happened.
When I was calling it, I didn't know how to call it because it kind of looked like you wanted to dunk it, but then it also looked like you were just – but you got fouled, so it obviously changed. Yeah. It was just odd because
I think my hand hit the rim.
Yes.
So maybe it counts, but no. Yeah.
Again, we're talking to Grant Warren from Marathon High School here on Bow Falls Radio. Looking ahead – we had Tyler and Cooper on both. You came solo, so obviously you got more. But they came on the week of their football playoff game against Auburndale, and mentioned about last year in the playoffs. Is that something that sort of hangs over you guys at all? What do you take away from the disappointment of last year as you get into the situation of having to go through that process again? One of the things about sports, whether it's say a team that loses in the Super Bowl, you have to start all over again. You can't start right where you were, close to the state tournament. How did that affect you? Because that obviously was a disappointment last year. So many of your guys were part of it. I guess, is that something that is in any way a chip on the shoulder, or is that something that everybody's got past?
I think it always is going to be a chip on the shoulder. I know it was for the guys in football. But, you know, it's always in the back of your mind that, okay, we were this close to being able to do something and we couldn't get there. Now, what do we have to do differently this year to maybe take that next step? Mm-hmm. So it's not a huge factor. Like, it's not weighing on us a ton, but it's always just a little thing in the back of your mind that you want to be able to get past and, yeah, just use it as motivation through this year.
Sure. And – obviously, being a student athlete, you know, basketball is a long season, so you're putting a ton of time in. And then the greatest thing about it, I'm assuming you guys are working with the little kids at the marathon, you're giving back that way. And then I think one of the cool things that some, you know, I don't know, you'd have to be at the tournament to see it, and I've been fortunate enough to coach in youth athletics long enough where I've seen it. Every time we go play a marathon, whether it's our in-season games or tournament games, they're helping train younger officials, mm-hmm. which I think is a big deal because you can still go to games and see people that have been reffing a very long time, and eventually they're not going to be able to do it. So what's going to happen? And I thought that was neat to see because I think it gives such a different perspective of the game and maybe in light a more of an appreciation of it. And then when you can come out and be good at it, which I'm going to give Grant credit, he did a great job reffing our games, but is that true? I mean, is that you know, obviously you give back a little bit, might even get paid for, who knows? But that training, is that, you know, you got to, how come you, what do you get out of reffing, I guess is what I'm asking.
Well, I think my reffing career started my sophomore year. There's I'd say four main ones out of the marathon area. You got Larry Bookberger, one of the best officials in the area. Andy Krautkramer, he's not reffing anymore, but he's now an officials like instructor.
Yep.
And you got Tyler Hammond, who filled in for Larry last year, and then Randy Rasmussen, who's always been there. But those guys have kind of helped me train me. I mean, Larry's set me up. I'm reffing this weekend in the Optimist thing. But it's a different side of the ball. Yeah. to be able to see that. And then Tyler refs, Cooper, Truthers, Drew Offel, and their dads. Actually, you do get paid for it, and that's always an upside. But being able to see it from that side of the ball, what our officials in our games looking at when we make a play, and then you can see it from a different angle. Now, we're not doing it varsity, but you still see that stuff. So, you know, I think it does help you in our games to think, okay, what is that official probably thinking? Because, you know, it's an extremely difficult job if you ask any official. And now Jaden Keller is doing varsity games now. So if I'm watching film and I see a call that's questionable, I'll send it to him and see what he thinks, because, you know, he's always trying to get better. So I don't know if that type of officiating's in my future, but just knowing those guys and just the different side of the ball is a big factor, I think.
As you get ready to go to school at up in Houghton, right? Mm-hmm. That's in Houghton. Obviously, it's a school that's well known for its academics as well. Do you have? And I'm not asking you to declare a major or anything like that, but do you have any idea on a course of study that you're interested in?
Well, it's an engineering school, so some form of engineering. Mm-hmm. Not 100% sure yet. Either maybe biomedical or chemical, something in that regard. Biochemistry. It's very, very good academic school. One of their mottos, I think, is tomorrow needs tech, because, you know, engineers, they shape the world, they shape tomorrow. And I think being able to have a practical effect on tomorrow's society is going to be a big factor. And I'm excited to go up there.
When you are away from your studies, when you're away from your basketball or your baseball, whatever you may be involved in, again, what are the things that you like to do to kind of get away from it? To enjoy, or if you are able to.
I mean, as a high school athlete, there's not a ton of downtime.
Right.
For the summers, it's extremely busy.
Yeah.
Between summer league and then Legion, which my dad is always honest about. But I think just taking time away, not necessarily doing anything, but anything specific, but just taking time away to reflect or just relax, think about what you've done and what you still have to do. It's just refreshing to be able to just take a step back.
When you graduate and high school's done, what do you, you know, you've seen, you know, you got a lot of sports experience. You know, mom does the athletic training, dad does the coaching, teaching. You've been around a lot of sports in a lot of different ways. What are you going to miss the most when your high school career is over?
I think it's going to be the community. One of the things that I think about is the Newman game last year. Win or lose, that was a ridiculous crowd. That's the most packed I've ever seen the gym. I mean,
it's the hottest gym I can think of around.
There was no room.
I can't remember the last time it was standing room only.
Right.
You know, regardless of the game, the community from both sides was tremendous. And I think that's something that our school can always take pride in, is we're always going to have people out there to support us no matter what happens. We've got these old guys. We had our baseball fundraiser on Saturday, and you see people there that are in the stands that now they get to talk to you, you know, maybe in person about the season. But just seeing them at the games, you know, and out in the community is just big for the high school athletes. You know, they have a lot of support.
And looking to baseball, I'm assuming you're still going to be out there with your dad this spring,
yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm.
What's that going to be like? I mean, the final year of playing for your dad, I imagine. Because last year was really, I mean, what a good run. You ran into a kid, I think, went to Purdue, if I'm not mistaken, in the sectional final. So, obviously, it was a great season and a great run in the postseason. But I imagine that it's going to be a special spring as well.
Yeah, I think so. We're already having open gyms for the, I think some wrestlers go to it or some guys that aren't in a winter sport. But my dad's always got his, we got to fix this. Or, what are we going to do in this position? He's got all that. But he's told me once, we're going to be young, but we're not going to be inexperienced. We're losing only 3 seniors. But we've got, and that means we got 6 guys that played in the sectional final coming back. So we're going to have experience. I think it's a lot of guys combining the wrestlers and the basketball players, and just a really fun group of guys to be around. And hopefully we can do something special again.
Anything else?
I'm good. You want to?
Yeah, maybe we'll get to the last question. I mean, you should know you've been here. obviously, you've been through, well, you know, a lot in terms of a number of years here not just playing varsity, but being high level. I mean, you've been in a lot of situations. You've seen it from so many different angles. And again, as somebody that's coming through marathon very early in their athletic career, based on everything you've learned, everything that you've seen, everything that you've experienced, what piece of advice are you able to give a younger teammate or a younger student that's just starting that process at marathon? What would you want them to know that you've learned over the last 3-4 years?
Probably you always have to keep improving, and there's always room for improvement. If you look at me specifically, or anybody, from their freshman year to where we are now, it's drastic differences. I don't know if you remember, but I was always up in the press box watching the baseball games when I was in middle school or even younger. And those guys are mid-20s now. And it's I watched my brother when he was a freshman to when he was a senior. But it's always the improvement that you can make. Maybe as a freshman, you're not on the varsity, but you always got to think, if I keep improving, good things are going to happen to me and to the teams that I'm on.
That is Grant Warren, the outstanding senior for the Marathon Red Raiders. Again, Marathon boys basketball tonight, taking on Pacelli in a very intriguing non-conference matchup. 7 o'clock pregame live right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230. We'll have our daily history lesson coming up next here on Bull Falls Radio. Last night, I was feeling something wasn't right. There was not another soul in sight. Only you, so we walked along. Though I knew that there was something wrong, and a feeling that feels so strong about you. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:51 here on this Thursday morning. Boy, the day has stayed very, very clear. Lots of blue skies, lots of sunshine. Temperature warming up nicely, 35 degrees right now at our studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Today is the first day of February, February the 1st of 2024, day number 32 of 2024. That means 334 days remaining in this year. Time for a look at some of the famous events that occurred on this date in history. In 1790, the United States Supreme Court convened for the first time in New York City. In 1887, Harvey Wilcox of Kansas started selling off 120 acres he owned in Southern California as a real estate development. His wife named it Hollywood. On this date in 1949, the 45 record was introduced by RCA Victor. On this date in 1964, the governor of Indiana declared the Kingsmen's hit Louie Louie was pornographic. He asked the state's radio stations not to play it. On this date as well in 1964, G.I. Joe was introduced by Hasbro. The first one sold for $2.49. The figure's name came from a 1945 film, the story of G.I. Joe. I remember this one. 21 years ago today, on this date in 2003, tragedy. Space Shuttle Columbia disintegrated during re-entry into the world, into the Earth's atmosphere, killing all seven astronauts aboard. 20 years ago today, remember this one as well, during the Super Bowl halftime show, in what was termed a wardrobe malfunction, singer Janet Jackson's breast was exposed, resulting in a $550,000 fine against CBS's parent company, Viacom. On this date in 2018, the Indian government announced a plan to give 500 million people free health care. On this date in 2021, Wisdom the albatross, the world's oldest known bird, hatches a chick at 70 at the Midway Atoll National Wildlife Refuge in the North Pacific. And 1 year ago today, 2023, Tom Brady announced on social media that he would retire from playing in the NFL, this time he said for good. Some famous people that are celebrating birthdays today. Bill Booby of Lost in Space is 70 years old today. Actor Sherilyn Fenn from Twin Peaks is 59. Pauly Shore, actor and comedian, his next project, he will be playing Richard Simmons in a biopic. Pauly Shore is 56 years old today. Actor Michael C. Hall of Dexter and 6 Feet Under is 53 years old today. Lord Conrad of the reality shows The Hills and Laguna Beach, 38 years old today. Heather Morse of Glee is 37. MMA fighter Ronda Rousey is 37. Harry Styles turns 30. And Julia Garner, actor from Inventing Anna and Ozark, also turning 30 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Start of a new month, so some special events being acknowledged. February is American Heart Month. It is American History Month. It is Black History Month. It is Children's Dental Health Month. Also International Friendship Month. National Cherry Month. National Embroidery Month. National Grapefruit Month, National Snack Food Month, National Wild Bird Feeding Month, Responsible Pet Owners Month, National Cherry Month, National Grapefruit Month, National Hot Breakfast Month, National Macadamia Nut Month, it is National Condom Month, Return Shopping Carts to the Supermarket Month as well.
A lot of stuff going on in February.
Yep, certainly is. It's also a Car Insurance Day, Change Your Password Day, Decorating with Candy Day. It is Dark Chocolate Day. Mm. It is Sweater Day. It is Serpent Day, Spunky Old Broads Day, a World Read Aloud Day as well. So lots of events being acknowledged here today and this month.
Very cool.
All right, our number for the day.
Okay.
Today's topic is the number of articles added to Wikipedia each day.
Each day.
So the number of articles added to Wikipedia each day.
Okay.
I'll give you three choices.
All right.
312, 443, 541.
Well, Wikipedia gets change every day, but number of people I would have,
but these
say,
are the number of articles added, not the changes.
Oh, number of articles.
So these are new articles added on Wikipedia.
I'm gonna say B.
The answer is C, 541. So 541 new articles added to Wikipedia each day.
That's a lot.
Yep. Well, that's about gonna wrap things up here for this Thursday. Enjoy the rest of your day. Don't forget that coming up tonight, again, Marathon High School Boys Basketball against Pacelli, 7 o'clock, live right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And Newman Catholic Girls Basketball versus Rib Lake. That will be heard live on the Sports 2 stream of BullFallsRadio.com and the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:15. Ian, have a good rehearsal and a good day.
You too, Chad. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Everybody have a wonderful day. We'll be back tomorrow. Mike Clements will join us at 8:35. Paul Mickling at 9:20 tomorrow for the Friday edition of the show. I'm Chad Hopes. Stick around. Matt and Air on Air coming up next on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 to 1230.